Greetings, everyone. Thank you so much for pressing play on this and giving it a listen. I wanted to talk to you during this course, Spirit Guide Alignment, about how, in fact, I met my guides, which is a very important story because what I'm doing now and how far I've gotten into my life at this age that I am, and I'm 38 years old, is by working with my spirit guides, and I've been doing it for a very long time. And often I was doing it, and some of the pieces, they just weren't making sense to me. So I remembered when I got signed up for this Reiki course, and I had signed up because I knew eventually I wanted to become a Reiki master, and I always loved the idea of, you know, sending energy through your hands and healing people and helping them to get better, because a part of me kind of figured that by helping other people that it would help me to stay in check with myself as well. And so that really grew into something that I really strive for. So I had to gather up, you know, it was like about $300 that I had to gather up to take the Reiki course that I wanted to take. But at the time I was working for a company, and a pretty large, you know, company, and I was working for them. And the way that I was making my money, you know, I was making good money working for corporate America and the technology field. And then I was learning and layering things about health and wellness. And that was kind of where I was at the beginning of. I was doing that transitioning with, you know, my diet. And I was just wanting to become a better version of myself. And so a part of that was like, how can I contribute in the world? So the Reiki thing came up, and it came time to take the class and all that, and I went there, and it was such a transformative experience for me because I really was able to ask myself some questions that I had never asked myself before. And the teacher, whose name was, his name is Robert Giegel, he was really, really a compassionate teacher, and he taught, you know, very straightforward. And I loved how short the classes were because, you know, often our attention spans are not that great, or we just have so many different things we need to do or feel we want to do. And a lot of people that follow what I do, we, you know, you may have like a multitude of gifts and talents, and it's not easy to always do everything you want to do, but I was making a conscious effort to do that. So this teacher was telling us about meeting your spirit guide and stuff. And so I was asking the questions, and I did work with my spirit guides, guys, and many of you may have done it before. You may have worked with your spirit guides and you didn't know you were doing it, or you were doing it, but guess what? It was for me. I didn't have the name of my spirit guides, and I longed to have that. Like, I would have messages come up from them on a regular basis, and but I didn't have any name. So that was important to me. I wanted a name for some reason. It's not really an important thing, but you could give them a name if you wanted to, you know, if they don't give you one. I mean, if they don't tell you what their names are or whatever. But when I talked to them, and then I had a past life regression session also that let me know that I was, I had two different like times in my life that happened before the one we're in now. Because I do feel that we were here before, or we have other lives we've lived in, or we have alternate or parallel realities that are happening right now. I really do feel that that's real. I've been told that by my spirit guides, and I do feel that's true. But one of them for me was I was a priest, you know, or a priestess. And then the other one was that I was a warrior, you know. So this life really has taught me, and he told me, like, I had an actual wound on the side of my body that was blocking. I like had a big energy hole in my, you know, energy vortex, if you will. And I had, it was like a staff was lunged in my hip on my right side. I remembered him telling me, and this is my Reiki teacher, because before class actually started, we were able to schedule a session to work with him one-on-one to get like a, you know, idea of how a Reiki session really was. And it wasn't my first time, mind you, taking an energy class, because I was really interested in things like Tantra and, you know, Kundalini yoga and certain things like that. So I've trained in Kundalini yoga. But anyway, and I took a tantra demonstration class, what have you, years ago, but it had been years, and I wanted to do the Reiki and build my own healing practice. So when he pulled this staff out of my hip, I was, you know, for one thing, I was already halfway, you know, in trance, or I was a bit like in a meditative state, you know, and I was fully aware of what was going on, but I felt relief when he pulled this invisible, this, you know, this like a staff, like I said, like you would see in a fighting game, a staff that someone would use if they were doing martial arts, because I was told like I was a martial artist type of person. So, I mean, that's what I'm into now. So, Qigong and all that stuff, I love that. And you get fast results. So now I just, I learned about the spirit guides then. It stuck with me. I was looking at some notes the other day and I was wondering, I was like, there's something else I needed to share with you all. But there was a certain type of meditation that we did where we, you know, saw our spirit guides, and it's kind of like I saw them. It was just so neat, you know, all the colors I saw. It was just so vibrant. I really, you know, felt like I didn't even want to leave the place. It was so peaceful. It was just harmonious. And I, this was during when I met my spirit guide. So during the course, you'll have a chance to do that. You will have a chance to meet your spirit guides, and you'll have a chance also to just build a stronger connection with them if you already have been working with them anyway. I really feel like I know that my life would not be the way that it is if I didn't have the certain guidance I had. Like, I felt when I was growing up, like, I was odd and different, or my perspective was different than most people's. And I'm sure some of you have had that realization yourself, for yourself in your life. And sometimes it's not a good feeling, you know, and it's because you just don't feel understood by anyone. So I really did felt, I started working with the energies of spirit guides because I felt like I didn't want to follow the conventional rules. I wanted to, you know, be able to learn, I guess, in a way that wouldn't taint me by some of the cultural things that are on this planet. Not all bad, of course, but not everything I agree with, and that's okay. You know, but I had to get to that place of being a little bit more okay with it. But in the midst of that, you need guidance sometimes, and sometimes a physical person isn't able to do it, you know, or they're not around. So for me, not being a hugely, you know, super socialite person, I'm really not. It suited me really well to be able to work with my spirit guides, because I wanted like 24-hour support, which that's what guides can do, because they don't need the type of sleep we need, or, you know, some of us don't need sleep. I don't know how we do it though, but because I'm running on a little bit of less sleep right now. And so I'm going to get off this tangent. But really just wanted to tell you again, you will have the chance during the course to really, you know, dive in into transforming the relationship that you have with other people. And the guides, your guides will help you to do that. Transforming your finances, transforming the way you look at the world, your understanding of how things are, your appreciation for where you are. You know, even if you need a makeover, they're good with helping with that. You know, I remembered I was, you know, going to be single again, and I'm single now. And then I just wanted to revamp everything before even the relationship was over. And one of the things that I knew I wanted to do was have a small makeover. You know, I wanted to get rid of certain clothes, certain things. And it was time for a new cycle, which you all know about the numerology report that I do. It shows me being in a number one year, which I'm in right now. And so that's a very important time, no matter where it is, you know, but that one is. And I knew I was going to be starting this huge new cycle again. And I'm also in that's the yearly cycle. It's a one. So I wanted to have things be right. You know, and that's why even the videos slowed down, because I was starting over. Like, you know, the wheel had changed, like the wheel of fortune card, you know, wheels have turned into the other direction. And now I'm faced with a different reality, but it's one that I asked for, one that's more peaceful, lovable, and all that good stuff, more clarity. And they help you with that. They help me through all of those different transitions. And they have never been judgmental to me, no matter if I was eating exactly the way I wanted to eat, whether I wasn't, whether I was doing some 420 or whatever it is. There, I used to think that they were really judgmental, you know, because the spiritual stuff and all that. But the spirit guides don't judge you. They really have an unlimited love for you, for us, even your angels, the ascended masters and what have you. And that's the type of energy that I knew I needed in my life. So I kind of lean more towards that than towards what my parents were saying, because sometimes what they said didn't feel good. But every time I speak to my spirit guides, I always felt great. Whether I, you know, and it was always something that resonated with my soul purpose. But my father and mother, they had great intentions, of course, but they're being parents. They're not trying to cater to your every whim and need, because it is an earthly connection mostly that we share with them. And that experience doesn't have to do so much. It's not all the way. It's woven into our soul purpose because we chose our parents to come through. But I just feel like the spirit guides, I didn't want any more tough love, you know, coming from a time period that I feel like I was incarnated from, where one of them, I was a monk or priest. And I was, you know, waking up to the sound of somebody else ringing my bells every day to wake me up. And I loved that. And so I did carry on some of that life this lifetime with a group that I used to be with. And it's this really beautiful spiritual group. But eventually I was like, you know what? I want to do my own studying and stuff like that, like I always have. And but my spirit guides work with me there. They were there throughout that. And it was a powerful thing. And what I loved about that group is they understood about spirit guides too. They really did. A lot of love. So yeah, just in this year growing, I woke up this morning growing in appreciation for the things my parents have done, where what they had in mind when they were raising me and my sisters. And although I was like a rebellious spirit, because again, the other parallel life I was living before this one, I feel, was a warrior. You know, so with that being a like martial artist fighter or someone like that, just very protective of myself, number one, and then of my family. But I wanted to only do things that had to do with making money, especially when I was young. And then because I had a huge Aries energy last lifetime, I was told, and Pisces. So Aries and Pisces last lifetime. And so that's why I do the numerology reports, and that's why I do the astrology reports I do as well, because I love being able to look back and say, okay, this is why I have this talent right here. This is why I'm able to do this really well. The art, it comes from something else. It comes from before. I don't feel like we were born this lifetime without anything. Obviously, children do come into the world with something, because we didn't. Nobody has a chance to teach them every little single nuance, right? And the rest of it, they're remembering it by watching and listening, you know, and feeling. But they're tuned in completely. And although some of you all know I don't have any children, but I definitely helped with my mother, with my sisters, and being around all women too was a huge thing for me. But I want you to think about for yourself and write down these three things that have to do with working with your spirit guides. And one of the questions is, what do you long for in your life that's missing? So what do you long for in your life that's missing? Think about that. And then the other thing is, why do you want to work with your spirit guides? And then the other is, if you could choose to work with any spirit guide, you know, or someone that was on this planet that transitioned over, you know, or even someone that's still here, who would it be? Who would that person be? Or what would the person, what would your spirit guide's personality be like? You know, name like three attributes or something like that. And then, you know, after you write down your answers, just just kind of meditate on them and think about it a little bit. These are some of the things we're going to address during Spirit Guide Alignment. And any question you might have, you know, we will definitely go over it. I want to do a question answer video that will go with the course. So I think we're going to do something like that. Even if I post a video and you all post your questions underneath it, that would be good. You know, because I can answer those throughout the course of Spirit Guide Alignment and make sure it's really nice and interactive with a lot of content, which it already is. I have interviews already in there for you all of people who actually have been working with their spirit guides, and they're very tuned in, good friends of mine that I've learned a whole lot from. And it was so important for me to be able to bring them forward so they could tell their stories, because it's something I want to document, number one. But I've known these people, and I know that they experience this stuff. You know, these are the experiences we've talked about over and over again. Some of you have those experiences with your friends too, you know, or other people you know that are important to you. And it's just been a wake-up call over and over again, even when I thought that I couldn't come up with another idea, or my creative energy was stifled, or whatever it was. If it didn't come through me, sometimes our spirit guides speak to us through other people, you know, and it's just a magnificent thing to have access to what we have access to. So beyond that, I just wanted to talk to you today. It's a Sunday morning. I'm sitting here sipping a smoothie, and I've got a little less sleep than I wanted to last night, but it's my goal to connect with you more, and that's what we are going to do. And I hope you will support me in joining the Spirit Guide Alignment course, as well as, you know, just listening in, tuning in to social media, which is, you know, my Instagram, my Facebook, and Twitter, and YouTube, of course. You know, like, subscribe, and share. You can find me on there. It's naturallyhighlife.com. On Instagram, it's naturally_high_life. And then when you go into Facebook, Sarita Daily, but you'll see my spirit guide's name on the front of my name. Her name is Sayofia. And I can't get that name off of there for nothing. I've tried to contact Facebook. And if you connect with me on Twitter, it is Sarita Daily. And then there's also a Naturally High Life on there, Facebook Naturally High Life as well. So everywhere on the internet, you know, let's connect. And if you have some positive stuff on your page, I'll definitely follow you back as well, because I love getting positive messages every day. That's what we are, you know, this Naturally High Life is about, that life, you know, feeling good in the midst of all of this stuff that's going on right now. I know it's not easy. As, you know, as empaths, picking up on other people's energy and holding it, release that today. Do that. Don't hold on to that. So I will let you all go. Check out the course. Like, subscribe, and share as usual. And we'll talk soon. Peace. And let me know if there's anything that I can do to assist you. You can send me a message on my website on the Contact Me page. Okay? Later. And the website, again, of course, is naturallyhighlife.com, and it's /spirit guide alignment for more information. And I'll talk to you soon. Sarita closing out.